Welcome, everyone. This is the September 17th, 2024 meeting of the Central Business District Historic District Landmarks Commission Architectural Review Committee. Roll call: Ashley King present, Randy Hutchinson present, Robbie Cangelosi present, Robert Boyd absent, Miriam Salas absent. We have three members constituting a quorum. The first item on the agenda are the minutes from last month's meeting.
I move for approval.
I second.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Ashley King. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Right, the first application on the agenda is 210 St. Charles Avenue. Welcome. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Kurt Fallbacher, 1700 Josephine.
Great, thank you, staff.
This is an application for the renovation of two existing connected, contributing rated multi-story commercial buildings, including modification of ground floor storefronts and windows along St. Charles Avenue and Common Street as part of a conversion to hotel use in full control PKN place. The last month's meeting, the ARC voted to defer the application for additional review. The ARC agreed the proposed ground floor changes, particularly at the St. Charles side, may be a missed opportunity to restore these two highly altered areas more faithfully to their original historic configuration conditions. The applicant should further investigate if historic photographs or other information may be available to document the original ground floor conditions, and staff can assist with this research. At the St. Charles elevation, the proposed new ground floor treatment, window size, type, and locations appears disconnected from the rhythm and proportions of the historic facade and openings above. The applicant should consider adjusting the location of the pilasters to better relate to the openings above and should consider introducing additional glazing. The conversion of existing windows to new doors can be challenging to accurately replicate historic window with window sashes, mounting sizes, proportions, and installation details. The applicant should provide additional details demonstrating how the proposed new doors will replicate the existing window dimensions, including door hardware, etc. It may also be helpful to provide some examples, some example photos of successful window to door conversions for reference. The new balcony handrail appears too busy, and the applicant should further study the design, for example, by removing the intermediary vertical picket areas, so the overall design is further simplified. And an updated St. Charles Avenue elevation should be provided for the next review. At the Common Street side, NPS may not accept the proposed louver vent integrated into the millwork as shown. The applicant should clarify the proposed strategy for how visibility into the back of house areas will be obscured from the sidewalk. The ARC recommend the applicant consider wood tri-fold store doors with night blinds to allow for a consistent treatment across the openings, with the blinds installed on some doors to obscure visibility into those spaces. This may also make it easier to incorporate any necessary louver cladding. Light fixtures should only be installed at the sides of the opening bay that will be used for building access to indicate entry. And finally, an updated Common Street elevation should be provided for the next review.
Great,
thank
you. Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
Sure.
Do we want to go through the list item by item? Would that be easier for your letter?
I think so.
Okay. So I think the first thing that came up on here is the changes in St. Charles Avenue ground floor. And we've had no luck finding any historic photos that would tell us what may have been there originally. So we would like to proceed as is. And I did talk to SHPO about us possibly doing some modifications, and they denied it without photographic evidence. They're still holding on to the fact that we still have a photograph of the brick openings, which I think y'all have seen. Yeah. So this is the interior side. So they're seeing this as the original openings, and they may not be, I don't know, but until we can give them other evidence, that's what they're sticking with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Item number two. This is the same thing. Okay, this is the door options and conceptual details for the modification of window to door. So when I came last time, I had a railing on the elevation, so you really couldn't see the door behind the railing, I realized. And someone at this table, and it might have been Mr. Hutchinson, said, why change a window to a door if it wants to be a door? Just do a door. So I said, well, let me look at see what a door would look like. And then I did another one with a glass door with a wood panel below. So I thought we might want to look at those. IA is my preference, which is what I originally submitted. And that's just rebuilding the window and enlarging its length.
I'm sorry, you said option one is your preference, or option A?
I'm sorry, A. I didn't know if I had numbers or letters.
You have numbers.
Okay.
I also added some of those, just for clarity.
All right. This is messing with me. And then I presented some details for converting the window to a door, and I also have photographs of one that we've done already that was successful. And I have those photos with me if y'all are interested in looking at these. This is at the Acme Oyster House on Iverville.
How are they holding up?
Well, it's a 2x4 frame, so it's going to be totally reconstructed.
Right, but how are, like, years later, how are they holding up? Because I know that some wood doors that are large, that have solid, don't hold up. And have to get rebuilt or have leaks or something. So
well, the one at Acme's been there at least 15 years.
Okay.
And that gets heavy use. Our situation with hotel rooms, they probably get very little use.
People beat up hotel rooms.
Looks great though. I've never seen one done so well.
We'll have laminated glass.
Mm-hmm. It's almost shocking when you see it like pivot in versus opening as a window.
Yeah, I mean, all the years I've been frustrated by people who do this and can't get it right. So it's really nice to see one that looks great and works well.
And how tall is this one compared to what you're proposing?
It is taller. It's about a foot taller.
It's about a foot taller. Okay.
So here we just really need to discuss maybe one of the three options or something else.
I really didn't get a chance to delve into my archives for historic photographs like I said I would, although in other buildings that I look at, I've found that had the rustifications on the ends, they continued it all the way to the ground floor, but you're saying the Park Service will not allow that.
Well, from what I'm hearing, based on the Park Service, they want the ground floor elevation to remain. And so, you know, we can put up a fight. I mean, in my understanding of Secretary of Interior's letters, which, correct me if I'm wrong, that's what sort of we're also guiding. And so it's the state of the building in which it's acquired. And that's what we are evaluating the building on. And so the ground floor condition is the state it was acquired.
Okay, and it looks like they're really holding on to this because there doesn't seem to be any other evidence. This may be intel, but otherwise. The window certainly looked at least original to that.
Well, it did have like a different ground floor configuration in the historic photo. So whenever that was changed, maybe that whole first floor wall.
It probably was completely redone because that's usually what happens on now.
So it's probably like one or two iterations disconnected.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then it's also, you get to the point where it happened
over
to a point that it's now.
Yeah, and
I forget the exact term.
And there's no telling if this was original either. So.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
I don't think what's there now is original at all.
No, it's not. No, I agree with you, but it is
what we've got.
It's what we've got. Yeah. It's the state in which the building is acquired. We have no evidence otherwise. I think for that item, I recommend just sort of accepting it as it is and moving on to the next item for discussion.
I just have a question. The SHPO is saying you have to put windows back. You can't put store doors in between the columns?
Yeah, they're holding on to that masonry opening.
But you don't have to do the bay window, right?
No. They're allowing me to go with the flat storefront.
And you're going with a metal storefront?
Wait, they're holding on to what opening?
The masonry opening. Two large openings to either side of the door.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you presented a drawing?
I feel like I can do anything with windows quick openings.
Yeah.
So we can change the mullion design or something like that, and that, you know, that would probably be.
Who are you getting the guidance from at the state?
Well, that was Andrea McCarthy at state level.
Okay. I mean, did she have an argument for why store doors, like the space between the columns couldn't be reworked?
No, because that came down from NPS.
Okay.
She couldn't challenge that.
Okay, got it.
Have you done any exploratory work from the exterior to see whether you're getting the same thing that you're seeing on the interior? The interior is not just not a veneer, as per se.
I think he had.
I didn't look to see if there was a bond course in the brick there.
Oh.
No.
Where'd it go?
That photo.
It's lower on in a presentation.
It isn't here. Okay.
I think it's the last
one.
Windows. Yeah.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. It's original to that iteration of the building.
Mm-hmm. I can think of.
That's why you can tell this is NFL.
I mean, I know personally two buildings where, you know, the facade has been altered.
Yeah.
One was a 1930s alteration, another was a mid-century modern. And, you know, the Park Service maintained that those facades needed to be retained as is.
Okay.
So.
It's a shame.
And it was, and those facades were greatly altered, you know, significantly altered. So, actually, one's on Canal Street, one's on Carondelet.
All right. So the next item.
Okay. Well, do we want to talk about the storefront openings, replacing the bay windows? Are we good with metal storefront with divided lights, or since it's going to be storefront, does it need to be a little bit more? It doesn't need to have more modern of a treatment. Because I like
distinguish it between
old and new.
They'll be metal, where the upper ones will be wood.
Yeah, and that's intentional since this is a newer facade. I didn't think it warranted having wood storefront. Maybe we could do butt glass.
I think butt glazing would be hurricane grade.
Yeah, that's something I worry about.
Right, and I know that you are, is it 60 square feet? You're limited to for glazing for impact rated? It's, I think so, because I think it's 5 feet width, too. So there will need to be some mullions, but it's the question of whether or not divided lights are appropriate. If you do impact rate it. Robbie or Randy, how do y'all feel?
I don't see, you don't really have any other options, right? It's just this.
It's maintaining the masonry openings, but I think I have options within that opening.
Okay, but right now we're just looking at, they look like windows. It's like a three windows installed, and it's not storefront.
Well, it's an aluminum storefront system. I just added those mullions.
Okay.
Yeah, so
would it have would it have any kind of historic detailing, or would it be just kind of rectilinear?
Yeah, see, that's my thing, just like with the divided lights that are, you know, inset within the glass, it just, it has...
It's a nightmare.
I mean, maintenance-wise, it's not a nightmare, it's just, it's very disconnected from, in my opinion, from the wood windows, and I would feel like if storefront is being presented, I feel like, personally, I feel like having non-divided lights is preferable.
Mm-hmm. Well, the divided lights is shown is much smaller in scale than the lights from above, and so I think going into the bigger panes of glass would be better, because the first floor here is very complex and busy, whereas the upper ones are a little bit more or simpler.
And also, once you get into it, you're probably going to need, you might need a transom bar to break up some of that glazing, just because of the sizing of the impact.
Maybe, but we could also, I would think, handle that horizontally as well.
I think that's, you're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, she said, I guess, do a vertical bar to kind of break up the glass.
You might, you have to say that you might have to meet the impact rating requirements.
I would think one of these would fit within the
metal. How big is, what's the height of that window? Floor to floor is 15'4".
Yeah. 15'5".
No,
I don't think they're that tall. Probably like 8 feet.
Maybe
you have a better idea. You
want to
count the bricks?
Not really. Okay. So, are we good with storefront opening here, no divided lights?
I'd be okay with that, but I would want to see, you know, a transom bar, just to make those lights below there
a
very particular proportion that matches the upper ones, and then you would have, you know, a transom above that, and it maybe I would even suggest, you know, giving a profile to the storefront, to just. There are profiles you can add to the storefront to sort of more be more congruent with kind of the wood windows above.
I agree with the transom bar, but I don't quite agree with the moldings added to something we're trying to say is 2024.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be bullnoses and things. It can just be a, you know, sort of an additional rectilinear piece that adds a additional shadow line, and I just think that
depending on what that
raw storefronts can sometimes be a little
nasty,
not great. Yeah, I mean, they're just everywhere.
Did we land on no divided lights?
I'm of the opinion of no divided lights.
I thought I also heard maybe just enlarge the proportion of them, because they relate a little bit more to the larger size of them.
Well, I was saying by adding the transom bar,
that would do that.
That would break up that properly, and then it would allow the windows to relate to the entry.
Okay. Are we good? Next item. Sorry, I'm just kind of keep us going. Okay, so next item is the existing windows 2-door. So that's option 1, 2, and 3. One is the original proposed, which would be constructed out of a 2x4 frame and open inward. The second has the lower panel, and the option 3 is a true door.
Well, just because I think it's cool, I like option 1.
I think 1 and 2 will be well hidden behind the window. I think 3, you'll see the top part of the door, and that might be kind of fine.
Are y'all okay with the asymmetry of the door and the middle panel being a one-off?
I don't think that there's a way around it, and maybe it gets hidden by the railing.
It's a pretty delicate railing.
Well, the top floor is asymmetrical.
I saw that.
I was trying to figure out which one was original. That's weird.
Oh, that is.
I kind of like it, though. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is nice.
Oh, yeah. Wild.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right?
Damn. Well, there you go.
I kind of feel like I was like a contractor. Oh, we ordered the wrong.
But it'll look nice.
Or we framed it wrong, you know.
My wife says it's going to look great.
Right.
I vote for one.
Me too.
I'll vote for one. Okay. All right. Keep on rolling. Let's see. New balcony handrail appears to be busy, and applicants should further study the design. Next item. Was there a change to the railing?
Yeah, it's been simplified. Took out that vertical decorative piece between each panel.
It's still pretty busy.
It's still really, like, I think it'd make it worse.
The original, last
proposed. I think it's busier as a result.
Mm-hmm. Which one of these drawings has it?
This is what he's still here proposing here.
Y'all prefer, I'll go with vertical.
Wait, that's the old one, right?
No, the old one is this.
Right, yeah.
He got rid of those in there.
And then these are like, are they like half-inch size bar?
Which bars?
All of them. They're all the same, right?
Well, the ones that go down to the deck and tie into the frame, those are probably three.
I don't see any of them down, but there's one. Oh, yeah, that's okay, same there.
Looks pretty light.
Because the original one is all the same. Everything is exactly the same. And you...
Well, we could still do that. It'll just be a deeper flat bar then. So half on inch on one side and maybe inch and a half on the other side or an inch on the other side. Direction. So we can get that look is what I'm saying.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I think it just sort of looks busier because it's the line. But if you rendered it or something, it would almost disappear like the... Like that one, just depending if it's really thin like that.
Were you proposing to retain this railing and infill it?
Yes, but that was going to get too fussy and difficult and expensive. So I said, let's just keep the same pattern and just fill in so I don't have the foreign sphere issue. Mm-hmm. And that's how that came about.
And the balcony railing on the third floor, is there a problem with replicating it?
No. I have no problem going with the vertical pickets.
I think that would be simpler.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be more appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Since there's always a precedent on the building for it.
Those really tend to just disappear visually too.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any public comment regarding 210 St. Charles Avenue? Hearing none. Anything else we need to review? Or
the common street elevation. The proposed, there's two options for obscuring the view from the street into the trash room. One is something that we sort of discussed last month was like a tinted film that would be applied on the interior side of the glass. And then the second option we discussed a little bit more thoroughly was the idea of like night blinds, that the doors would all be detailed the same and that the ones at the trash room would have the blinds permanently fixed in place.
So, add this one with the night blinds.
Robbie, correct me if I'm wrong, the night blinds would not have louvers on them.
No, okay. They're solid panels, yes.
Okay.
Oh, they would be
sailing,
not
just.
Correct, yes.
Okay. For longevity and maintenance, I'm more in favor of the night blinds, personally.
Yes, but I think they should be paneled.
Yes.
They need to be paneled like historically
correct.
They were.
Okay. Wait, because there was some prohibition against louvers or something?
It's just not historic.
Yeah.
It would be weird to have mm-hmm. a louver night blind. It's just.
No, I meant.
I don't know if they need precedent for that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, it technically would just sort of look like a louver door.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that was not permitted, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So this kind of looks
the
same.
Even if you didn't have night blinds, they always would put solid blinds on the first floor for security, and the louvered blinds would be on the upper floors for ventilations, but it's pretty standard in all commercial spaces to have something solid for security on the ground floor.
Makes sense.
And the last thing about the night blind detail, I think in their drawings, it was noted as sort of like a rounded edge around it. But I know our guidelines specifically say that the practice of attempting to simulate the appearance of night blinds is not permitted.
No, I have these panels set back an inch.
So they would all be
And I have details
able
that
to have
submitted, it. You know, that show. So see, I have an inch recess to receive the shutter. Or the panel.
The guidelines prohibit
replicating
night blinds?
Right.
Oh,
I don't recall that. I think he's saying something. You're saying that if it's falls,
like to take a French door or tri-fold door to route around the glazing in order to create the appearance, because there's a little bit more depth in order to hold the panel. So it would need to be.
The door with night blinds is twice as thick as a regular door. You're just talking about putting sort of a wicket within an existing French door. I can understand that being prohibited.
Taking like a standard size door.
I think that was
work.
Altering doors.
It wouldn't hold up.
Okay.
Right.
But a true night blind.
If it's a new construction that's being detailed correctly, we can do it.
Yes. The door needs to be twice as thick, or is traditionally twice as thick, but since they're not coming out, you don't have to make it twice as thick.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
All right. It looks like we have the list. So would someone like to make a motion? I think you could just make a general motion since we've delineated all of the conclusions that, you know, recommend approval.
Does it need to come back? Or does
well, that's what I was going to ask. Can we turn it over to the staff?
Yeah.
Or do you want to see it back? I would think the staff could handle it.
Yeah,
okay.
From here.
So I motion for approval with details to be reviewed at the staff level.
With our comments.
Yeah.
I'll second. I beat you to it.
We have a motion by Ashley King and a second by Robbie Cangelosi. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
I had meant to introduce our new plans examiner, Michaela Daniels, to the committee.
Hello.
We're very excited to have her. So we will finally have some relief
Rebecca
from McCoy. our plans examiners who've been taking up the slack. So thank you very much for being here.
She'll be handling New Orleans District, so you won't see her regularly, but we're happy to have her.
Which district?
Not known yet.
Oh, not known yet. Okay.
She started yesterday.
And you don't have a district yet? What's wrong with you?
Believe me. Close to that.
All right. The next item on the agenda is 740 St. Charles Avenue.
Thank you.
Can the applicant state his name and address for the record, please?
Michael Forster, Forster Construction Services, 67570 Pontiac Drive, Mandeville, Louisiana.
Great, thank you, staff.
This is an application for the renovation and the expansion of the roof deck and a contributing rated two-story commercial building in Lafayette Square.
Would the applicant like to make a brief presentation?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the yes.
Can you make a brief presentation?
The existing roof is, I believe it used to have some patios on there by the previous owner. They were removed when it was sold last July. By the previous owner, and the current owner saw photos in the building of what used to be there and liked the idea. And so right now the roof is in need of replacement. Previous owner basically just put a cosmetic coating over the top prior to sale. So the roof needs to be replaced. That's one item. The second item was to then, after the replacement of the roof, to put in a patio, almost the full extent of the roof, with a infinity pool that you can, basically a treadmill pool with a hot tub on one end. And that's the layout. The skylights are existing. There's a elevator in the back Church Street corner, which is existing. And there's a, in the center of the on the roof is a stairway that comes up to the roof.
So the only new structure, so you're proposing, that would be above deck level are the railings, the deck, and then
that
the
new
awning.
Equipment.
This guy right here. That doesn't say existing.
Yeah, the only new structure would be the, there's a sun canopy by the end of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, the railings, that's for safety purposes along the 744 building of St. Charles, because there's a, that's only a one-story building, I believe, a story and a half. So there's a fall potential there.
What are the railings? It's hard to evaluate the railings without a detail of what mm-hmm. they are. What are they?
It's gone back and forth. So there are wrought iron railings on the back on the Church Street side. Originally, the owner was thinking of replicating that just at a shorter elevation. And then decided he'd like to go with black posts and glass in between, which would be 6-foot glass panels. So those are the two options that he's open to.
I don't think there's enough information here for us to work with. So, I mean, I would just have to defer.
Yeah, I mean, we would need a section through the building to understand, like, how high the deck is and the railing is in relationship to the front parapet, because there's sort of guidelines about how far those need to be set back based on the height. So anything, you know, anything that has vertical height needs to be set back 1.5 times from the face of the building. And so it's like, you know, not understanding how high.
Everything is below the parapet except for the pool deck.
But the sunshade is not, you know, how visible is that going to be from the street? Because I don't think...
It's not, actually.
It looks like the side parapet is also lower than the front parapet.
Correct.
And so is that, right?
And then the axons, it looks like there is a planter that's going to be above the height of the parapet. And if that's not, if that's correct, then not eliminating the parapet. So it's
got it.
just with the axons, it's hard to really understand what's okay. going on here. And also, like, how high is the pool in relationship to the front parapet? Because, like, if there's any depth of, you know, if the pool is 3-4 feet deep and then you have a railing around that, you're now up to 7 feet and stuff. So it's... Yeah, we just need more information.
The
section through.
I would say even more than the section, you know, like it'd be easier. It would be better if we could see what's existing and what's new, you know,
in
graphically in elevation, in section, in plan. You know, there's floors below that we are not seeing what's going on.
That require also street views.
I would say, would you like the street
views?
Oh,
isn't absolutely.
There, isn't there a checklist? On HGLC guideline of like minimum stuff. So I think
we need
that.
Back
to review.
Yeah. But then the modeling on here, if this is accurate, then you're demolishing the cornice, the brick cornice, and so I don't think you're doing that. So
there's no demolishing as well.
Yeah, so
the cornice shown on the front.
So the model, your axons appear to make it so that this part is gone.
At the level of the side parapet.
I'm okay with that just being graphically.
I just want it accurate.
Yes.
I cannot look at something that's not accurate. So.
I'll go back to the architect.
All right, is there any public comment regarding 740 St. Charles Avenue? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I move for deferral so the applicant can submit more information to us for consideration.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Randy Hutchison. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right,
thank you.
All right, that is, as a result of no more items on the agenda, the meeting is adjourned.
Go.
One of y'all hit it.